That does bring up, though, a good point, Ram. The issue of testing comes up, and it's brought up by this lady. I mean, even if she is a heavy smoker, she's got squamous cell, should she be tested for EGFR and ALK?
Absolutely. I really think it's worth testing them, you know, in the routine community setting, at least for EGFR and ALK. But increasingly, we have this next-generation sequencing for limited panels, a lot of us are doing. So at our place, we'll put them through the whole panel, which include ROS, RET. And in fact, right now, I'm taking care of an 89-year-old woman. We discovered a ROS fusion in a tumor, and she had a remote history of tobacco smoking. So I really think testing for a panel would give them some options beyond just even erlotinib. So I'm perhaps a little bit biased, but I really think testing for at least a panel of genes today, in my opinion, would make sense because our clinical predictors are good, but they're not great in finding out who will have what mutations.
So did you test her?
This is a patient at the time we didn't have at our center a next generation sequencing panel in place. It was about 3 years ago. We do now, so the same patient, if they walked in now, would get testing. At that time, she didn't. And as I'll tell you in a moment, we haven't done it in the midst of her therapy because of how well she's done.